You're listening to The Ocho Man, Behind the Eight Ball, only on Ignotainment. I'm always on my old black list or something. Without further ado, the one, the only, Ocho Man. I'm trying to live my life, and it
just makes me so wild and mean. Hola, hola muchachos, my friends. It's The Ocho Man with Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball Show, and I got my full crew today, my friends. I got Armand, I got Nick, I got Chris, and I got myself here. Welcome aboard,
you're here,
guys.
Too?
Yes.
I didn't see
yes,
you.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here, you fuck.
I just got back, and already the slurs.
I'm telling you right now, I'm still pissed off.
Yeah, you should have seen the Texas guy sent me.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh, my God.
I'm still pissed off. Cousin,
if you weren't behind the 8-ball before, you sure are now.
Jeez, Cousin Ocho.
Well, let me tell you this. Smartass. You sent me in a text message saying I'll be there that last show, and then I find out you run off to a ZZ Top concert.
Yeah, it was
in
cop
San
too,
Francisco.
Man.
It was bitching.
Boy, those guys are just two beards and a hat. Have you seen
those guys?
I thought
there were three of them.
Did they
two,
speak?
Two. Well, three. That's right. There's two, but the drummer, you know.
He never had the beard.
He didn't have a drummer. Yeah, the drummer is clean cut.
You don't have to play those idiots.
Yeah.
I lost my guy.
Listen, I had a free flight, a free ticket. I got to go to San Francisco for nothing.
Who bought your ticket?
A buddy of mine.
That's
homosexual tendencies.
Hooker daddy?
No, he's a nice guy.
He's your sugar daddy.
He's a nice guy. He couldn't get anybody to go with him, and he's filthy with money.
He couldn't get anybody to come with him, more like.
Oh, he still hasn't. Here we go again. Gee, I'm glad I'm back.
Welcome back, Armand.
make that feel so home. Yes,
one thing that's happening.
The Mobeck feeling.
You got a movie on the works now.
Where's that smartass that wrote us? And I didn't believe that.
Yeah, I know he did.
We got greenlit, whoever that was in L.A., you prick.
Yeah.
Well, that's like your Alamo
that,
guy.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hey, they jump my ass all the time. You'll get used to it.
We're greenlit.
But, yeah.
We film in July.
Films in July. And what's the name of the film again?
Men of Granite.
Men of Granite.
Is there a website or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's on Facebook.
On Facebook. Yeah. Search for Men of Granite.
Pre-production. Go to IMDb.
Where are you shooting?
We're going to shoot outside Cleveland for 3 weeks and then here in the area for a week.
You fucker. You better not forget me.
Yes.
You better not forget me. I've been practicing.
Nick, would you like a part two?
Yeah, sure. I'm an actor. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Chris?
We'll all be in the movie together. We should do an episode of, like, Behind the Eight Ball in an old, like, a radio studio to look like we're in the same time period as the Men of Granite.
I'll work on the rewrite.
Cool. See, Mugsy? That's what it's all about, see?
Ike isn't coming back today, Shane.
And, hey, did you guys catch that fight?
Yeah, I saw it.
Unfortunately.
Unbelievable. I paid $100 to watch that bullshit.
Can you imagine?
Man.
Yeah.
$100 to watch.
Off.
And now, listen to this, though. I go to my friend's house. He's got Charter. We're all sitting around. There's no fight. Nothing's happening because Charter can't get their shit together. I go, give me that phone. He's been talking to him like, okay, you guys aren't going to charge me, right? They said, we screwed up. Anyway, I get the phone. I go, I'm going to fucking sue you people. and he's like, give me the phone back. I go, no, I came to your house to watch this fight, and this is what I get. This is bullshit. My wife suddenly pops up and goes, hey, you know what? You've been wanting to watch this fight. Go to the house, and whoever wants to follow you from the house, go to the house and watch the fight.
Oh, so was just as Charter area of some
no
charter
it was actually beyond Charter, even though it was everywhere. It was huge in L.A. There was a lot of outages in L.A. So
I was in L.A.
It was not everywhere.
I was in Santa Monica.
So like here, it was out in Edwardsville in some parts.
Okay,
it was on in Missouri too, in the West County.
But then 15 miles away from here, it was on. But the thing is, it wasn't only
It had to be isolated, man.
Well, and it wasn't only that provider. It was also DirecTV had outages. And allegedly what happened, from some inside information that we have, is it was hacked. All these TV streams, DirecTV, Comcast, were hacked.
I sense a conspiracy here, Nick. What do you think?
No, from Korea.
Where
no, hackers
where
from
else?
Korea.
Those bastards.
I love
that. That's
Koreans.
The inside information that we got from Charter.
Yeah. So did they take credit for this, or did ISIS, the brotherhood, take credit?
Yeah, this is the Islamic Brotherhood of Pyongyang.
Yeah.
That's right. I knew it.
Anyway, I went home. I went home, turned on mine.
So did you see the fight?
Yeah, Dish said we got no problems, no Korean attack on us. And so it was great on that. And I sat back, and I can't wait to watch this fight. It was a complete disaster, man.
It was horrible.
Everyone that bought this goddamn thing wanted to see. I'm going to tell you right now, I wanted to see Pacquiao beat the shit out of Mayweather.
Well, I did too. But
I mean, that's what people. That's why we all paid $100 to see this prick go down.
Now, why do you hate Mayweather so much?
I got to tell you, man, he's just a cocky. Everything that he does to me just irritates me. When he's laying around money.
But you were a fan of Muhammad Ali, though, right?
No, I was
never. Oh, you weren't? Okay, because he was the cockiest bastard in the world.
No, but you know what? I always thought that he was an ambassador to the sport, and he always fought.
He had a big mouth. He had a big mouth.
So what? He stepped it into the ring.
You mentioned cockiness.
It doesn't matter. He never avoided anyone. The fucker took everyone. Big goddamn deal. No one should have been at that goddamn fight anyway.
That's another issue. Nick,
which one?
Was the Vietnam War? Is that really happened?
Well, yeah, it happened. Okay. But do you know why we got into one of the?
Well, I didn't know. You know,
you think
I'd really like to answer the question?
Could have been a conspiracy.
Was that all a green screen?
Could have been a conspiracy.
Okay, well, let me tell you what is...
I can't bring up the Holocaust, so I'm going to talk about the Vietnam War.
Oh, you prick. I told you, don't bring up stupid shit like that.
I can't even say the word?
No, don't
even bring
the H word.
Okay. All right, let's hear what Nick had to say.
Yes, Nick, please. Sorry.
Nick, go ahead. We're really interrupted by this fucking KKK.
I didn't interrupt him. I asked him.
Well, for anybody that doesn't believe in false flag events that actually happen that our government perpetrates or just lies about, look at the Gulf of Tonkin incident.
Ah, that's a good one.
Which they have admitted didn't happen.
Of course it didn't.
And that was the thing.
What the hell is that?
That was an event that got us into the Vietnam War.
That was the two destroyers, the Maddox and the, was it C. Turner Joy? Were they the two destroyers that were supposedly fired upon?
Together.
Thank you. They were supposedly fired on by the Vietnamese, and well, Johnson admitted that didn't happen. That's been long time. But that was what he used to go to war. The Gulf of Tonkin Resolution.
You know what, though? In fairness to what you guys are saying, I mean, when England, I really believe England with their submarine shot that ship in World War One.
Oh, Lusitania. No, that's not true.
No, was it Lusitania? Yeah, yes. That's
but they didn't.
Was.
The Germans did, but they took away the destroyer cover for it. They were just begging to.
I always thought it was explosives. My history teacher said it was. It could have been the submarine from England.
No, it wasn't. But they on purpose took away its destroyer cover, and it was full of explosives that they weren't supposed to be shipping on a civilian. You've read this, I'm sure, right, Nick?
Yeah.
It's full of explosives and ammunition. That's why there were two distinct explosions, one from the torpedo and one from all the ammo going blowing up, and that's why because they wanted the United States to get in the war.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of the Reichstag fire?
Reichstag fire, yes. It was started by a man named van der Lubbe, a Dutch communist.
Interesting.
Wow. Yes, van der Lubbe.
That's what I've been missing from this break.
The Reichstag fire.
Whenever Nick brings up something, me and Chris are going, what donut can I eat next, you know?
Hey, those are good donuts. But
they are really good.
I don't get the box, though. What's with the
I don't know what the
campfire treats.
Is.
I
have no idea.
That guy looks like a pedophile on there.
I
don't know what he's up to.
Damn Krispy Kreme box. What are you, pedophile?
I don't know. It has homosexual undertones to me.
You know what, though? Still speaking of that.
What, pedophiles?
No.
Oh.
The Mayweather.
Yeah.
Mayweather fight.
That's what I was getting at. That's why I wasn't even
done
with
it. How did we end up on the Lusitania?
So I wanted to get you.
That's what's great about this show.
But I was going to say, all of us and everybody else were not the only ones upset with that fight. The commentator, everyone was upset.
It was a horrible fight.
I got the opportunity last night, and I knew that you guys, if anyone would like to hear this, had the opportunity to have a phone conversation with the one and only Teddy Atlas.
Oh, Teddy.
You
did?
Yeah,
really?
Teddy Atlas is the boxing commentator.
You talked to him?
On the phone last night.
No shit.
And it was actually involved.
Why don't you keep him for our show?
Well,
we don't get anyone for the show.
So the guy, though.
We get the Rand McNally Atlas.
We have Nick.
Who needs Teddy Atlas? Nick's got to bring some conspiracy guys here. That'd be really cool.
So on the next show we have, we'll have to get, because I have the discussion and the interview recorded, so we'll have to bring some of the sound bites on here, because he talks about how shitty this was, the way that they just up the prices for, I mean, even for everything in the weigh-in. The weigh-in was supposed to give even like the diehard fans access to, you know, to something related to this fight.
People had to pay to see the weigh-in?
The weigh-in, yeah, but it was supposed to be, it was supposed to be like, yes, it was supposed to be like $8 or $9. But they
$8 or $9 to watch the weigh-in? That's always been free.
It ended up being over $150 a seat just to see the weigh-in.
I thought he might pay per view.
To be there.
Wow. No, to be at the weigh-in.
Don't piss me off on that.
Probably more exciting than the fight, though.
But he described the audience. He said the audience was not fight fans. It was more just like a hedge fund. Because all the people who were there were, you know what I mean? Some people were, I heard a guy on the radio the day of the fight.
George Soros and the Koch brothers were there.
This guy paid $50,000 for one seat.
Are you kidding me? That's nothing.
Oh, at the fight.
He flew in from
South
Africa.
Not the weigh-in.
No. He flew in from South Africa to sit at the top, though, is what I was saying.
Yeah, the top.
The very worst seat.
Jesus.
$50,000 for one seat.
Yeah. Did you see Agassi's front row seats, boy?
Yeah, but I saw, you know, he's sitting next to, wasn't Steffi, but those girls on the other side of him. Oh, yeah.
You would see the other girls on the side there. But in any case, guys, I was really pissed off about that, and
well, now there's a controversy.
There's a controversy with his shoulder.
The rotator cuff tear, apparently.
Well, why can't you tell us that? Because I made a lot of side bets on this fucking fight.
Well, that's why he's been. Hey, did you have a pick?
I had Pacquiao. I said take the +185, +190. Are you kidding me?
Don't blame the Ocho man.
I'm telling you guys this right now. And I want my listeners out there. Mayweather ran like a little bitch that night.
Not only did he run, he hugged and clinched. Yep. And
every time he
hugged.
But that's
how he fights.
It's so boring. It's not even a... And he's saying that he's going to break Rocky Marciano's record. Are you kidding me? That's bullshit.
There's nobody in the division that can beat him.
Who cares then? Then don't compare yourself to Muhammad Ali. Don't compare... He said that... And Mike Tyson really let him have it on that because he said... You know what? One thing about this guy, he compared himself to Muhammad Ali. He said, "What would you?" He said, "Basically, this guy can't even take his kids to school because they hate him."
His father hated him too.
I mean, honestly, a champion, one champion in this whole world. He's like Nero of the Roman days. I mean, this guy is no one likes his prick.
Did he stomp on his mother's stomach and kill her?
Probably
not his wife. Yeah, I think he stomped on his mother too.
Well, he did have domestic violence.
Oh yeah, he's beating up his wives. Yeah, but Nero killed his wives and his mother.
No, I don't think he went that far.
That brings up an interesting question, though. Okay. Now, granted, the guy wins boringly. He wins very...
Well, is this Olympic boxing, though, Armand? Is this where you got to touch the white and get points?
That's not what it was. The question I'm asking you.
Back in the
Handler
days.
My favorite fight of all time was Iran Barkley against Roberto Duran. I don't know if you ever saw it. The fight of the year, 1988.
Sounds like a hell of a fight.
It was
amazing. For 12 rounds, I think it was 13 or whatever... They beat the holy shit out of each other. I mean, it looked like a Rocky movie.
It was unreal.
Look at that up on YouTube.
I gotta look that up.
Yeah, everybody out there listening to this, do yourself a favor.
Was it really good, Chris?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, we'll add it on the Ultra Man Facebook page.
Wow. Duran Barkley. These guys beat the shit out of each other for 13. Somebody eventually, I don't even remember who won, and I won't tell you anyway.
It wasn't 13. It was either 12 or 15 rounds.
I got knocked out, dummy.
Well, you're saying 13.
In the 13th round.
So it was a 15-round fight.
No, it was a 13-round fight.
There's no such thing as a 13-round fight.
Nick, if somebody gets knocked out in the 13th,
I would say that's a 13. If you get
it was scheduled for 15, but it was...
It was scheduled for 15. You said 12, and now you're saying 13. I'm having a headache with this guy.
I think the rotator cuff in your brain is...
Don't reverse this on me. Don't reverse this on me.
Have I been gone that long? Has he degenerated that much?
I've been losing it since that fight, dudes. I tell you what, then the comes home and
says, sue him.
Did you enjoy the fight? And what are you going to...
Horrible.
No, I can't say horrible because she paid for the fight. I go, I loved it. Thank you very much.
Worth every penny. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, you can't
or
say...
Or you'd have another
then
fight.
Then she's
going
to say... You're unappreciative. You're a prick. Yeah, I buy you the fight. I tell you to go home from this party. And this is what
that was very diplomatic of you.
I had to be. I had to be.
It's already up on the Ocho Man Facebook page.
Great, beautiful.
See it.
That's what we're talking about. But in any case, that's how my week's been. A couple weeks, and my shit pool still hasn't been up. So I'm okay, guys. Everything else is
well. Anyway, he's getting sued though, right, Pacquiao? I think
he
there's
is
somebody
being sued.
Right.
Yeah.
There's some sort of civil suit because he lied on his because they have to fill this out.
They're saying that I may get my $100 back.
Well, I don't know about that, but
Who the hell is going to get the $100 back?
So that's separate. He's being sued because he didn't report his injury.
Correct.
And anyone who well, wagered on the fight.
No, no, no. It's not only that.
There's
it's
a civil that, suit, and there's also... Yeah.
There's people that bought the fight or getting...
But that's... Yeah, no, so that's a separate lawsuit. Mm-hmm. So those people are, you know, because of the problems they had with the signal, are suing them and are suing, like, the cable providers and stuff. But then there's a guy who's actually suing... I believe he's... Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. I think suing him because, personally.
He's suing him personally yeah. because of the injury. Because he didn't report the injury.
You know, that's all I got on this. I'm just tired of it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Let's go to Nick. I'm sure he could brighten up my day with some crazy-ass shit that has been going on. At least what Nick's going to bring up, it's just from the backside that you don't even know it's coming.
Hey, was it true about Rasputin's dick?
What about Rasputin's dick?
It was supposedly huge.
They
saved it.
They
saved it. Well, this is a guy that knows this stuff.
Let me ask you all a question.
Who else would? Rasputin's dead. Nick's the next best thing.
What, they cage? They put this in a glass cage or what?
They did. They saved it.
You're kidding.
You've read this, right, Nick? You've read that.
No.
Well, we were talking about Dillinger. Dillinger had a big dick, too. They saved his dick, too.
Big dick Dillinger. I don't really, you know, I don't keep track of who had the big dicks.
Oh, don't let him fool you.
I think out of us four,
everybody has that.
Mine's about a yard.
Hey, but this isn't too off the subject. Let me ask you guys all a question. What is...
Call me Big Schlong, by the way.
Victoria's Secret.
What's that?
What is Victoria's Secret?
Victoria's Secret.
And don't tell me it's a lingerie store. What is the secret?
Oh, there's literally Victoria
has... What's the fucking secret?
Oh, Victoria literally has a secret.
Yeah, what is it? What is that
herpes.
All about?
I've often contemplated that.
Herpes. Yeah.
Hey, Chris, slide me some information out of that.
Okay, I'm going to say before you can get to it.
All right, get to it.
Queen Victoria was a man.
Wow.
You ever seen the movie, The Social Network? It's about Facebook.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
In that movie, Justin Timberlake is telling, that guy. He's telling him the story of the guy that opened up Victoria's Secret, that founded it. And he said that he had the idea that he wanted, the reason why he wanted a lingerie, he wanted to make a lingerie store that a guy would feel comfortable shopping for his wife or girlfriend in. So doesn't it make sense that he'd call it Victoria's Secret, you know, because... Wouldn't Queen Victoria need to feel comfortable? You know what I'm saying? That's a man feeling needing to feel comfortable.
I get the reference.
You got it.
She was like called the mother of Europe. I mean, she had a lot of kids. How did she get away with that?
With a pillow and some surrogates neatly hidden in one of their many rooms.
Well,
I don't know.
A good one. That
look at her, man. She looks like a dude. Look at her.
Well, she's an ugly woman, but look at Hillary. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Also a dude.
That could be breaking news. That could be.
That's all I have on Queen Victoria.
My wife is not a dude.
Secret.
I don't screw dudes.
No kidding.
So,
guys, I have a prediction.
I do any bitch, but I don't screw no dudes. Okay.
Who is that, Hillary?
That's Hillary.
That's Chelsea.
That was hard.
That's what
Bill.
We call Slick Willie. Yeah.
That was Bill.
No. Oh, God.
Oh, he's... No, I heard that.
Oh, God, my wife's a dude.
They're both Satanists.
Her penis is bigger than mine.
They're both gay.
I wish I had her prick.
Hold on.
Oh, I can tear some out.
Wait. All right, Bill. Fucking slow down, Bill. Well, what about the Satanism that you
were
throwing in there?
Wow.
I heard that Bill and Hillary are Satanists.
Well, did you hear that...
I can see it by every diplomatic policy that they put out there. They're Satanists.
Well, did you see about this girl just wrote a book, supposedly? I get the title. You asked about it pre-show, but... I'll get it post show. That there was supposedly this brainwashed woman, one of many girls that they brainwashed, so these congressmen and their wives can screw them. And Hillary had one supposedly.
What's the name of the book I'm referencing?
Ah,
Is it Bryce Taylor or Kathy O'Brien?
I think Kathy O'Brien.
Oh man,
I think that's the name.
Man, I think it's Bryce Taylor. Names her handler as Bob Hope. Just comes out and says it like she's
Bob
just
Hope.
Like,
Bob Hope.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
MK Ultra handler is just. Whoa, she names the names in that book, and I try to get it on. It's like $300.
Holy shit!
To buy the book, it's just ridiculous. It's called "Thanks for the Memories."
Well, that's a misnomer anyway, because the song is called "Thanks for the Memory."
Yeah, she's like a mind controlled.
Yeah, that's right.
MKUltra,
that's what this gal claims.
Mind control from Project Monarch, though. Project Monarch is like a branch of MKUltra. It was mind controlled beauty queens.
Ah,
for. Many purposes.
She had like to join that study.
For sex, for, you know, as an escort.
Better than plenty of fishes.
much better.
Hey, I got to ask you this, though, real quickly. I don't know if you guys would know this, but why would you make it $300?
It's very rare, right?
Don't you want this?
It's a rare book. I think it's a bookstore.
It's just one book, or this is.
I'm sure they didn't print many. I guess
no. She's not selling it off her website or whatever.
It's just a rare book.
It's probably out of print.
It's like getting Silver Surfer number one.
Can't they resurface that and get this thing going?
I'm sure it will be. I'm sure.
I hope so.
$300. I mean, why wouldn't you want the masses?
I don't like. I say like I'm saying. I don't think she is selling it for $300.
Yeah.
It's the bookstore that now has a copy and it's rare, and they're like, oh, I have. It's like, you know, like a first edition of Catcher in the Rye or On the Road.
So I think what Ultraman is saying is whoever has the book just needs to scan it and upload it.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? I mean, let the people know.
Oh,
about
and maybe
this.
Somebody, and maybe, you know, maybe that'll get around to happening because a lot of the information from the book is out there, you know.
Beautiful.
Because these two, and I'm sorry that I don't remember if it was Bryce Taylor that wrote Thanks for the Memories or Kathy O'Brien. But they're both still alive and still on the lecture circuit.
Well, apparently now weren't they mutilating them too? What do they call that, indefendibula or whatever, where they actually tear out the clitoris? And apparently that had Hillary very fascinated with it.
Well, I'll tell you.
she was very fascinated with this.
Not surprising.
One of them said that sexually
she
had sex with both Hillary and Bill.
Right. That's what this woman says, too.
But that Bill was more on the homosexual side.
Oh, God.
That she totally went.
Oh, my God, I like dick.
Oh, God, I'm a fag. I didn't know I was gay.
I did not have sex.
Kind of explains the use of a cigar.
I definitely had sex with that man.
Now we're all going to be doing
I ain't got
Bill,
one, but I got a cigar.
What are you saying about Rasputin's dick?
Okay, all right. Now we're all going to be doing Clinton.
Oh, man.
It's fun. Clinton's fun to do.
I did not have sex. Oh, shut up. I'm not doing it.
All right.
I did enjoy those anal beads, though.
Chris, he trumped us there.
Anal beads.
What else, Nick? Okay.
I don't think there's anything else to discuss.
let's see. What do I got
Wow.
here?
Well, what about Tom Brady and his – he's looking up his –
Yeah.
I guess he's guilty.
Now, let us know about this one. Fill me in on this one real quick.
There's nothing to fill in. He knew about it. He knew that they were deflating the
balls. He was on the sideline. Armand told me he was on the sideline, and this guy knows which ball to throw because he's telling him he wants this ball.
Well, they even –
Hey, this is kind of like that Aaron Pryor where he says, give me that bottle. Give him that bottle. You know, while he's fighting.
Remember that. What happened? Who was he fighting? Well, Arguello or something?
Yeah. Or was it Alexis Arguello or Carlos Palomino? Yeah. Something
Palomino,
like that.
Palomino, yeah.
Alexis Arguello, or not Alexis Arguello, Aaron Pryor, they're saying, don't give him that bottle of water. Give him this bottle of water. You remember that, Chris?
Yeah, no, I remember that.
Why, have a stimulant or something in it?
It had speed in it, is what they're saying.
Well, I figured,
And this guy was taking all sorts of punches left and right. And Alexis Arguello is like, I can't fucking knock this little guy out. This little black guy keeps coming at me with his face.
Listen, when I was a bouncer up in Chicago many years ago, the bartender and I grabbed this guy, and he would not quit. And we smacked that guy in the face at least 25, 30 times between us. He wouldn't go down.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That guy was on PCP.
Aaron Pryor.
He wouldn't go down.
He was Aaron Pryor.
He had the right bottle of water, I'll tell you that. Whatever was in his water.
Well, that's another thing, too, with this deflatable ball.
Did you ever see that James Cagney movie where he was fighting?
Oh, James Cagney. Let's hear it. Let's hear it, Moggs.
Yeah, Moggs.
That's Edward G. Robinson.
Oh, who cares? Same time period.
This is James Cagney. You understand? You understand? He's a fighter. You understand?
He's a fighter, see?
They only made one movie together, by the way. Nick, do you know what that movie was? James Cagney and Edward G. Robinson?
Yeah.
Very good. That's a tough question.
It's not.
Wait. He's gonna
give him time.
He didn't answer.
I'll give him the whole show. But anyway, he was fighting this guy for his brother to go to be a composer, to send his brother to school. You know, typical 1940 Warner Brothers stuff. And he was beating the shit out of the guy, so they put some they rubbed some rosin on the guy's glove, and he kept hitting him, and he went blind.
Oh.
And at the end, he's selling pencils.
Oh, selling pencils.
Yes, that's right. On the corner.
Pencils are very much in the market right now.
Hey, you understand? I got a pencil for you.
Yeah, I got a pencil. Lots of lead here, see? Number nine.
Number nine, see? Not the number seven. Number nine.
Number two.
Hey.
Plenty of graphite.
All right. Okay. All right.
Anyway,
we're pissing Nick off here. What we got going here?
I wish I could write plots like that.
Here's something we can talk about. I was just watching this video on Back to the Future, And hey, you guys got that Facebook message I sent you, the picture
yes.
of the record cover, yep. Supertramp?
Yep.
How about that?
That
Which
was
one?
Crazy.
It's crazy, huh?
Which record?
It's called, what's it, Good Morning?
Breakfast in America?
Breakfast in America.
Okay.
Statue of Liberty, right?
Yeah, yeah, and the girl's holding a...
Yes, if you turn waitress. It yeah. backwards, if you reverse it, the image... Well, it's from an airplane.
You told us to reverse right, some music last time.
Hang on, this isn't the music.
Get out of that.
Oh, I got plenty of that for you. And you don't really have to really look at Lucifer backwards. You could just listen to it forward, and it's fucked up. And you know what else is fucked up? You know when Jay-Z, I got to say this before I go anywhere else. Jay-Z, tell me that some of these pop artists aren't in on the New World Order agenda. Do you know when his album The Blueprint came out? September 11th, 2001.
Ah, wow.
Jay-Z's album The Blueprint came out on 9/11, the day.
What wow. is what is
okay.
that?
Now, that's
what
are you saying not, that is, that's the Trade Centers, man.
9/11, it says right there in this. Okay, it's from an airplane window.
Ah,
she's the Statue of Liberty,
got
by
it,
the way.
Got it.
And the only thing that isn't a breakfast item or a table item is the World Trade Center.
Well, now that came out in like what, 1980, right?
Very,
it was 1979.
Well,
oh, come on. 20 years before?
Oh, or man.
22 years?
Well, how did the mob work? They wouldn't get you that day. They wouldn't get you 2 days. They get you
20 years.
Yeah, but how did 10 years later?
No,
yeah, Roger Hodgson was in on it?
That son of a bitch.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, okay, well, check this out. See, 9/11 was planned decades ago.
Okay, so it wasn't Bush.
And it
then.
Was.
It wasn't Bush, obviously.
Yeah, he had his hands in it, but I mean, it was
hey,
actually
hand,
a kind
hey,
of. It was.
You got your own donuts. What are you doing?
Okay, go on.
Yeah, you'd rather talk about the donuts.
No, I'd rather talk about his gluttony.
Swine. That was planned years in advance, and I think a lot of people knew about it and tried to warn us about it.
Now, do you think because they built them in 73, so do you uh-huh. think they built them to be...
Yes, I do.
For that to,
I, no, no,
well,
no, no, no.
Okay.
I'm not,
oh, you don't think that happened.
I'm not
okay.
going to say that, but I'll say this, that there's a picture of David Rockefeller, you know, one of the financial backers,
oh, yeah.
in a
him.
Window of the World Trade Center in a Newsweek magazine right before, in the year that they were being built, and his watch, one his hand is on the 9 and the other hand is on the 11. There is
this
tons
is all
more.
Crazy
There's
shit.
Tons more. The
Creeps
Matrix.
Me out.
The Matrix. You said, was it built to be destroyed?
Yes.
In the Matrix, what Larry Fishburne says to Keanu Reeves in the elevator: this whole building is wired, and they get to the 11th floor, which an 11 does resemble the Twin Towers. Also, Neo, the Keanu Reeves character, his passport. Is shown in the movie, his birth date, September 11th, 2001.
Well, see, now, the question I have about that, and this goes for all these conspiracy theories, which I'm uh-huh. skeptical, but not saying, you know, out of hand, they're not true. If you're telling me, like, the producers of The Matrix and Supertramp, of all people, are, you know, they're already tumbled
I
on
think
this.
Somebody is in on it. Somebody.
How could they keep it a secret, though? I mean, it just. Or is it? I don't know. Maybe it's just a secret
probably,
to little people like us.
If you knew about it, your life would depend on it if you said something. There's so many more instances of this.
Okay, so what would be the. Then what would be the purpose, back in 79 anyway, of. Okay, we're going to blow up these buildings at some future date.
Uh-huh.
For what purpose? To go to war with the Arabs?
To go to war, to pass many laws.
They don't like the building.
Because, I mean,
it's changed
I've read a lot
world,
about this
man.
New world order.
He doesn't
order.
Like the oil cans.
And it ushered in the new world order. It was the event
well,
to
the
usher
new world
it
order,
in.
I think I would disagree with that. That's been around for so long. Because you talk
okay.
about the Rockefellers and you talk about J.P. Morgan.
Well,
these
let
guys
me say
have been
this.
Ruling the world forever. The
You're
Lusitania.
Right. You're right.
That was all the bankers.
But I
they had a lot of money in Britain. They had to have Britain win that war.
Yeah.
That's what that's all about.
But 9/11 was the hammer to bring it down to fucking accelerate the whole thing. Let
well,
me talk
whoever,
about
whoever came up with that. If that's true, is a man. What a genius he is.
Hey, you know, yeah. Get Smart. The
yeah, sure.
Okay, in Get Smart, there's one. This has disappeared off YouTube. I had it. I watched it. The Mel Brooks. This is gonna take me a minute. Mel Brooks produced this episode of Get Smart, where Maxwell Smart is investigating a construction company where the last few buildings they've put up have exploded. Okay, so Maxwell Smart gets this assignment. He says, "Yeah, you have to find out if they are planting explosives in the building." Okay. Stanley Kubrick, Stanley Kubrick and Mel Gibson, Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
Lived in the same apartment building in New York City, okay? Stanley Kubrick, during this time that this Get Smart episode was being made, was working on 2001: A Space Odyssey, and it was and he had the it was called Voyage to the Stars was the working title. Okay. This Get Smart episode comes out. The name of the building that's being erected in this episode is called the Odyssey. Okay? The Millennium Hilton Hotel in New York City looks just like the monolith in 2001 A Space Odyssey. It was actually designed to look like the monolith, and this was on a plaque in the lobby, okay? The building looks just like the monolith.
Wait, they showed a building in Maxwell Smart's
episode? No. I'm sorry that I'm kind of jumping around. Let's just say...
Every show that I've seen with Maxwell Smart, it's always like a street, a mailbox.
Right.
You never see a real big building or anything like that.
What's the name of that robot? Jaime?
There's actually a fight scene on the building when they're in the episode. But put the Get Smart thing aside for a second. I'm talking about the Millennium Hotel in New York that faces Ground Zero, okay? It's called the Millennium Hotel. What was the year 9/11 came out?
2001,
which starts the millennium, not 2000.
Yes,
2001
of course.
Starts
you
the
didn't
millennium.
You didn't know that, did you, Oach?
Absolutely not.
See that? Ignorance. Pure ignorance.
Pure ignorance.
I think
pure unalloyed ignorance.
Ignorance, I tell you.
When that
Get
Smart
you're pretty stupid,
episode came out, Stanley Kubrick changed the working title to 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Right.
Connecting it to an episode where a man is investigating a building that is wired to come down.
Yeah, but wasn't that based on the Arthur Clarke novel?
Yes. And
that called?
The Sentinel.
Oh, the Sentinel, correct. That's
check
right.
this out.
Yeah, he's right.
The
but
Sentinel,
he didn't know the movie James Cagney and Edward G. Robinson made together.
Well,
I got him on that one.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it, though. The Sentinel was...
You get the last donut if you get it.
Was a in the book The Sentinel, the Dark Sentinel designed to stand witness to a monumental act of evil magic.
Mm. Ah, wow.
Back to the Future. What does
Marty McFly.
That was warning us about 9/11. What does Marty McFly know? He knows two things that are going to happen. He knows that there's going to be a terrorist attack at the Twin Pines Mall, and when he goes. In the beginning, when he goes to the Twin Pines Mall and the terrorists shoot Doc,
yeah.
Upside down, the digital clock says 9/11. There are two stopwatches around Doc's.
There's a lot of things with this
9/11. Yeah, but what? There are
now
two
I question
clocks.
That too,
please
though.
Let me finish. There are two stopwatches around Doc's Doc's necklace that say 9/11. 9/11. When they come back into the present and everything's changed. It's not the Twin Pines Mall. It's the Lone Pine Mall, as the One World Trade Center is now. There were two. There are one.
Ah.
He knows about two things that he's warning us. That he knows about two things. A terrorist attack in the future by Middle Eastern descent people. And he knows about a clock tower that's going to be struck.
Okay, the question
from
I have
above,
for you, though.
Yeah?
Okay. Now, I'm not sure about all those, but I can it's easily checked. And I don't know why anybody make it up. Yeah. But if indeed these people were privy to this information, I'm not sure. Why would they drop these little hints that they're presaging it?
Because maybe some of these elites...
Presaging means... You know what that means, Ocho?
Of course. I'm listening. I'm listening right now.
I don't want to confuse anyone.
Take it slowly here.
Maybe some of these elites don't go for this shit.
Oh. Okay. So
they want to put it out there, but they can't say too much because their family will be killed.
I'm going to say this too, man. If there is something to what you're saying... I think we ought to do a background on the Bin Laden. See who he studied
under. I
think
we better shut our mouths before we disappear.
Yeah,
no
exactly.
kidding. I've been saying that this whole time. Now I'm part of this. Yeah, I can't believe it.
Are you crazy?
And you know what? This show's called the Ocho Man.
Why don't we have a Muhammad cartoon contest too, and see how that turns out?
Can I say something that you know? I wanted to say this last week that all the Crowleyan numbers in 9/11.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that's the four planes are all Crowleyan numbers, like 11, 93, 77, and 175. Now, 77, on July 7th, that was the London bombing.
Bombings, correct.
Okay, on September 3rd, 93, there was, I think, the Bali bombings, or maybe it was the Madrid subway thing.
Okay, I checked that. I think Madrid was in September, I believe.
Makes sense. And everybody says, well, what about the USS Cole? Bin Laden did that. That was on Aleister Crowley's birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Aleister would have loved that. He's that kind of guy.
New York, Bali, Madrid, London, and Amman, Jordan. All these attacks happening in these places.
What are these Crowley numbers? Like
I said, these last week, these people are sick with their numbers.
Yeah, I know he's big into numerology. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know...
By the way,
the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
go ahead, man.
Well, I was going to say, you said 11 is special.
Yeah.
So I went to the damn casino. I started playing.
Did you win?
11 on the damn roulette table.
How much did you lose?
The son of a bitch didn't pop up at all. And I'm
going, it's magic. You don't want to fuck with that.
Nick, you learned your lesson.
You don't want to mess with them. I didn't say to play it.
You said it's a magical number. How magical would it be?
Black magic,
listen,
man.
You're dealing with arcana that mere mortals should not be monkeying with.
I could fool the devil.
That's the number of God.
Well, 10 did pop up a couple
times. 10 is the number of God.
Is it?
I think it's on the Jewish Kabbalah or something. I forgot what it is.
10. 10 commandments. He couldn't get 9. He couldn't get 11. Yeah. He had 10.
Okay.
10.
I've
broken about 5 of them already.
Hey, wait a minute now. Are you actually going to say the 10 commandments and not do an Edward G. Robinson impression?
Where's your Messiah now, see?
Come on.
Where's your Messiah now?
Attaboy. You know what this show is based on.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
All right.
The Super Bowl, when the lights went out, when the power went out.
Yeah, that was interesting.
We're talking about numbers. It went out with 13:22 on the clock. Okay? 1-3-22.
Yeah.
3-22, that's one time. 1-3-22. 3-22 is the number of skull and bones. Now.
Oh, not those guys.
The guy that I told you about, Chris Nolan, that did the Batman movies and put the Sandy Hook clues in there before Sandy Hook came, supposedly happened. And then they're like kind of, that's where the Batman shooting occurred. It was his movie. It was kind of like them telling him, keep your fucking mouth shut. Well, in one of those Batman movies, there's an attack at the Super Bowl. And when it happens, it shows these guys in the stands watching it, and they're in stand 322. Right when the fucking
You know what, though, Nick? People on the other side may say this, though, too. Anything that happened, like I could take a shit in the next 15 minutes, it'll say 9:45.
Right. If it took you 3 minutes and 22 seconds to dump.
Right.
There's some significance in that.
I wasn't going there, but I was saying 9:45.
If it was anybody, I would say, okay, fine. But that it's Chris Nolan putting it out, and since he's put out other stuff that's happened later, like Sandy Hook, like I told you about.
And like I asked you last episode, all these little clues that he's giving.
Yeah. I think he's privy to this information, and he doesn't like what's going on, so he wants to put it out there like Stanley Kubrick did.
Well, it's very subtle, though.
You know what I mean?
I mean, a guy like Ocho Man would never glean anything from this.
You know what I mean? He's got to be kind of careful.
Sorry.
He's got to kind of tiptoe around it. You know what I mean? He's a young guy, this Chris Nolan. Something could happen to him.
Hey, you started on me today, okay?
My biggest fight today was to see if I should get you, Fox, glazed donuts. Or the chocolate Bavarian filled donuts.
Oh, get the Bavarian, will you?
That would have cost me extra.
I know. Yeah, I know why you made up. Yeah, I know. That was an easy decision.
Hey, you ungrateful pig. I got your glazed donuts.
I only had 6.
Yeah, that's 6 that you didn't have before.
It's this campfire box that's disquieting.
Oh, who cares?
I don't know what they're up to.
Who cares?
I don't like the look on that camp leader's face.
You know, that looks like California.
Salacious.
And I'm telling you right now, they got a problem out there with water. They don't get
it. Hey, we got rain out there when I went.
Ocho Man, couldn't believe it.
Yeah, we got rain.
Ocho Man.
Yes, sir.
It's that time.
Oh, blow it out. Okay, let's take a breather.
For all of our listeners looking for great new designs in MMA apparel, look to the new clothing styles of Lambs to Lions. That's right, Lambs to Lions has got new styles with old and new put together. Boxing, MMA, everything. Go to lambstolionsbrand.com and check out their line of clothing. The sky could be sunny, but you're looking at the grass on the other side.
All right, we are back here,
wow.
My friends.
That
we
is a
back.
Great song.
I love that song.
Cashmere.
That's one of my favorite Zeppelin songs.
It's a great one. Boy, that's an anthem.
You know, he bought Crowley's home.
Oh, I'll
Jimmy
bet.
Page.
Jimmy
Page.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
I believe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, boy, yeah. There's got to be some. There's got to be something eerie about that song too.
Yeah, I know. We discussed that song. What?
Cashmere?
Well, oh, yeah, Cashmere. I thought you meant Mr. Crowley.
Oh, no. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, that's Ozzy. That's Ozzy. But yeah, anytime, like I've seen this house. It was up for sale. It used to be a mortuary. How the fuck can you buy a house?
Jimmy Page would.
That used to be a mortuary where they got the downstairs where they drained the blood and
oh,
all that
boy.
Shit. I mean, that's creepy shit,
is,
man.
That is creepy.
No
and,
way.
And it's right on St. Louis Avenue.
Yeah.
St. Louis Avenue.
Jimmy Page bought that?
No, you douchebag. It's right here on this avenue.
Who the hell bought that?
I don't know. I'm not going to knock on the house either and have them invite me in the house.
I'd like to be the realtor.
We used to have a funeral home. We used to own one. My dad had one.
No kidding.
And,
that's
but your dad probably owned it. He didn't go in there.
Yeah. There's big money in that
it's
business.
It's not like we hung out, but I remember like...
Did you have parties?
Hey, guys, let's go to the funeral home. No, but when it was opening up, I remember, you know... We'd go over to see how the construction was going and stuff, and it was just.
Did you ever make out in a graveyard?
It was creepy.
Oh, that's fun.
Nobody ever did that.
Sicko.
You didn't do that?
No.
Hell, Armand did it last night. It's fun.
With a corpse.
I haven't touched a woman in years.
Exactly.
Yes. It was, hey, there's nothing wrong with necrophilia.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
Have you guys. Yeah. Are you going to say something?
No.
Have you guys.
Are you going to talk about Walmart?
Yeah,
I went to fucking Walmart last night. I had to get something for the kid real quick. She had one of those recitals, her tap shoes, you know. I had to look for tap shoes, and the only thing laid open was Walmart. Can you fucking believe that?
What did you get for?
Walmart has a big stock of tap shoes.
Yeah, it's in the buck and wing department.
tap shoes.
Right next to the car batteries and the Cheerios.
Where would you go, genius?
To get tap shoes?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you'd go.
I thought they might have a little couple
Arthur
shoes.
Arthur Murray, I guess. Where the hell would you go?
Couple shoes there with tap shoes. And you know what? Once they're up on stage, it's so stupid. They're not even tap dancing.
That's what I was going to say. You could have glued some quarters on the bottom.
Well, first of all, you know, all that stuff, you know, like when Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers do their tapping and all that stuff, that stuff's all dubbed in later. Yep. All the taps
Shut
are dubbed.
Shut up. No goddamn way.
It's true. They dubbed all that in later. That's looped in. There's a guy, you know, they got pictures of a guy doing the tap on the soundtrack.
That's so bullshit.
It's true. It's not that they're not dancing. It's
you
just.
You know what? That just goes to piss me off more because we got all these.
See? I'm tap dancing right now.
Oh, that's horseshit.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal.
Give me a little soft shoe, will you, Chris?
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, and all we do is rip on baseball players for taking steroids and so forth while we have these Tony Curtises and shit tap dancing with Mickey Rooney, and they're not even tap dancing, according to you.
Well, they're dancing, but the sound is made for later.
I like that sound. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, it is, man.
But they have
it
to really dub is. That in.
It's fake.
Well, of course, everything's fake. Even this show is fake. We're not really here.
Well, we think we are.
Hello, my honey. That's the best Warner Brothers ever, man. It's a frog. It's a frog that just dances away and sings.
Oh, is that what that's from?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like the.
Oh fuck you! If you don't like that, you're
the
insane.
The best ones. The one where they do an opera.
Look at that frog!
Hell with a frog! I like Foghorn Leghorn.
The whole thing is about the premise of this
joke,
guy.
Son.
The guy.
Yeah.
The guy. Show him the guy, will you? It's not just about the frog. It's this guy that takes this frog and he's thinking he's going to make millions now. Okay.
Where's the guy?
I don't know. He's showing me the frog dancing still.
Okay, so he's going to make millions with this dancing frog.
Yeah, hang on here. He keeps showing me the damn...
I don't know. The frog won't go away.
Get that frog off there. What is this, a French movie?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy. That is a pretty good-looking character.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, and this guy here, he boxes. I don't.
It's
never
not
mind.
On here. Okay. Just keeps the fucking frog keeps dancing.
Well, this guy boxes the frog, yeah. And he takes him to an agent in Hollywood, right. And now he releases this frog, thinking he's going to start doing all this.
Yeah. And he just
and
ribbits.
The frog just goes ribbit. And the fucking guy now he can't get rid of this frog because the frog. He goes to the parking. He goes to the park and so he's just sitting there, and the frog just dancing and singing. But no one's paying attention anymore because this frog is around people. He doesn't do shit.
Oh.
Only around him.
That's a philosophical it conundrum. Is. If a frog sings but nobody's there to hear it,
is he really
does he make a sound? Yeah. Or, yeah.
Yeah. So that's where I was.
How many frogs can sing on the end of a pin?
I went to Walmart late night.
Oh, and you didn't get, and you didn't thing. You didn't fulfill your mission.
Well. Yeah. Walmart. Did you see any policemen?
Gee, what a coincidence that we're talking about Walmart and Nick's got something. Can you imagine that?
Have you seen any policemen or guards or anything like that at Walmart?
Guards?
No, I didn't.
I just got that old guy that
says
hello.
That old guy in the front, he gave me a cart.
Yeah, somebody in a wheelchair bids me hello.
Have any of you guys heard the words Jade Helm?
Have not.
Seen those words, Jade Helm, usually in all caps.
How about you, Armand? You're good with names.
Jade Helm. No, is that an anagram?
Well, first, I don't know.
Porn star?
I don't know what it means. yeah. you know the you know about the Walmart closings, right?
No.
I don't know
Walmart's
about
making a lot of money.
There was like a couple of months, I'm sorry, a couple of weeks ago.
They don't have tap shoes. That's what's pulling them down. Go ahead.
It was five Walmarts closed for 6 months, and in I think four connecting states, and
in nine counties with 11 cities.
No numbers.
Hey, you know Hitler. Right, Hitler was on the board of directors of Walmart.
No numbers. No Satan.
I smell a conspiracy.
Well, probably behind it all, but basically, Jade Helm is this military, a massive military exercise taking place in our country right now. No one's not saying that's not happening. And it's believed that these Walmarts, there are tunnels underneath these Walmarts, and that it's being used in the Jade Helm exercise. And that,
like a bomb shelter or something?
Yeah, like something like that. And that they're moving things across, like under in these tunnels. Now, the Jade Helm ends in September. That's in
they
6 months when they reopen. Hmm. And none of these Walmarts have been cited for plumbing problems or have had their permits pulled. And not one plumbers have come out of the woodwork and said they can't think of one plumbing problem that would take 6 months to correct. Even if they laid the whole fucking thing.
Oh, really?
And they wouldn't do that if they weren't cited for it.
Well, they've never seen Ocho Man take a shit.
Oh, God,
this guy will destroy the whole
thing. What are you talking about? What are you putting it on the air? I take a shit.
Oh, my God.
What the hell's the matter with you?
It's like an avalanche.
Oh, stop.
I hear it.
I
heard it.
Why don't you pull my finger now? I'll give you one.
Oh, right in your face,
I don't want to pull any appendages.
See, I'm going to let them have it, see?
Oh my
filthy
God.
Animal.
The only thing else I have on that is that last week U.S. Special Forces took control of the Walmart in Yemen.
Ooh.
I didn't even know they had a Walmart in Yemen.
Hello, welcome to Walmart.
Boy, I don't know.
Buy your jihad rug here.
Hello. Come on in. Would you like a cart or an AK-47?
Camel blankets.
I can't believe they have a Walmart in Yemen. And that, next time I'm going to hear a 7-Eleven, or mind you, 9-Eleven.
Hey.
Headdresses are 4-for-25 today.
Get your burkas.
Red light on aisle 6. Aisle 6. Red light.
Mass killing on aisle 6.
Yeah. Maintenance.
Yeah.
We got a hoodie. We got a hoodie on the loose. We got a hoodie on the loose.
A hoodie on the loose.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
That's enough of that. That's
stop it. That was all you, Nick.
I'm sure everybody.
That was all you. You brought the Walmart shit up and
suicide vest. $9 for $9.99.
I just like to know what we got to do, Nick. I'm just saying, if you can work part time at Walmart, just to. But penetrate
in Yemen.
Not
well,
in Yemen.
It's
they'll
out
get
the bag.
Yemen.
You just said, you know, you
yeah. There's good news and bad news.
Yeah.
You've been made district manager.
Bad news. You're fucking going to Yemen.
It's an opportunity.
It's on the Red Sea.
Have a great day.
Yemen.
First class seats.
It's in Amman, Syria.
All right. Yeah, but
jeez, Anbar province. Oh man.
And so these things are just disappearing. People are disappearing from Walmart or what?
No, I mean it's just
this war games apparently. Yes.
No, they're just the employees were told 2 hours before.
They were just told
2 hours. Like, oh yeah, at the end of the day today, you can come back in September.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Well, okay. How are they sneaking these soldiers in here?
Well, if there was a cover for something underground, it would be plumbing, right?
Okay. All right.
There was a recording, audio. It was audio only, so you know you can only it only had only carry so much weight. But it supposedly was this guy talking to a truck driver. Excuse me. That I'm saying you don't. I don't even know if he was a military truck driver, but he was saying about these tunnels that they go all the way out to Area 51.
Ooh.
And that they're basically all connected.
Hold on to that thought for a second. What we got to do, Chris?
I'm ready.
We still got Owens, right?
I think so.
Oh, is he still around?
Yeah, he's still around. He doesn't do shit. So during the day, we get him to work part-time at Walmart.
Yemen?
Him and fucking Tony.
Tony.
Tony would be great.
But Tony works full-time. Tony works part-time.
He'd be a great greeter.
And then he would give us a scoop on late nights. We would hide Tony in the...
Hi, welcome to Walmart. Do you know who had the biggest army in 1940?
Well, we would hide Tony in the building one of these nights where in the furniture section. Yeah, he could look for, like a lazy boy.
Hey, that's not nice.
Oh, yeah, but you telling me my shit stinks.
I said it was loud. I didn't say it's... Well, I didn't
vacate,
smell it.
Office.
Heard the pipes groaning, I'll tell you that. Ugh.
That's what we got to do. We got to get Owens or we got to get Tony.
I think both of them. Walmarts.
Oh, yeah. Separate Walmarts. And we could get scoops on what military is being set up underneath it.
Yeah, we could plug up that tunnel with Tony.
Nick, you got to fill us in, though. What happened to your fucking head there? You got a big gash.
Oh, yeah. What happened? I think he's that carving something in, like, Manson or something.
Illuminati thugs. They got to me.
He keeps saying that.
Illuminati thugs.
They tried to stamp something in my forehead.
I think he's got the mark of the devil on him. There's something eerie about this kid.
Hey, did you guys see Jim Carrey on Saturday Night Live like a few months ago? You see him host Saturday Night Live?
With that big everyone was on the show?
He had like on a red Elvis jumpsuit and horns on his head.
That's symbolic.
A lot of people say that he is the not a member of the OTO. That's Crowley's thing. It could be the OTO.
Scientology?
No, he's a member of a satanic cult in Hollywood.
I could see that.
Jim Carrey. And every time you see him talking now, every time you hear him talking, he's on an award show, he's talking about, he just makes little references to like, oh, well, it's like a cult. You know what I mean? And he makes all kinds of little references.
You know, I never thought he was very funny, but I'll tell you what. When he does William Shatner, I'm just drop dead laughing my ass off.
I think he's just...
Me, Myself, and Irene is one of the best movies.
Oh, my God.
Him and Dumb and Dumber and Me, Myself, and Irene.
I think I like
Ace Ventura. Sitting between those three big black kids.
Whatever. William Shatner's better.
All right, whatever.
When he does Star Trek.
You
look
never,
up that one where he does the Wrath of Farrakhan. Ever seen that? It's hilarious.
Louis Farrakhan?
Yeah. Haven't you ever seen that on...
No.
What was it, SCTV? Is that what he's on? Or no, Living Color.
Living Color.
They did a spoof of Star Trek. It was that Star Trek II, The Wrath of Farrakhan. And it was hilarious. It's on YouTube. You'll crack up. He is great.
It sounds funny.
He does William Shatner and it just knocks me cold. It's hilarious.
And anyway, what's been going on with...
Speaking of Paul McCartney...
Yeah, what's going on
with
Paul McCartney?
Were we talking about Paul McCartney?
Yes, we were.
Paul McCartney, my kid, my wife still thinks the beat... Hey, that's amazing.
Is she still stupid enough to think he's alive?
Well, Nick,
tell him.
The thing about the Beatles is, even my kids' generation, they still love the Beatles. I don't know what it is. They're not leaving. They're not leaving.
I'd rather hear Kashmir.
You got something on the Beatles too?
Well, I had this picture here.
Oh, let's see the picture. Let's see the picture.
I guess he heard us talking about Paul McCartney. This is...
hold that up to the microphone so the audience can see it, Och.
Okay, well, do you know...
They can't see it, Dick.
Oh, what am I...
A long time ago, back in the 60s, there was this rumor that Paul McCartney had died.
Uh-huh.
and that he was replaced by a lookalike that had undergone plastic surgery.
They don't look alike.
That was you.
I
know.
They don't.
They
look
really
at that.
Don't.
Are you kidding me? Those two people don't look alike.
They don't. The story is that Paul McCartney left the Sgt. Pepper's recording studio one night in 1966 and got into a car accident. And they had an imposter that won a look-alike contest. That now this I'm going to tell you what is the story and what I think went down.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And I want to hear the Abbey Road, all the...
I will. I got it right here, brother. So
you can tell it's not the same guy because the guy on the right...
Please, sir.
The guy on the left has no whiskers.
I've taken forensic stuff here, so...
Okay. Forensic stuff.
Yeah, so...
Anyway...
I'm looking at it. Go ahead, Nick.
And this theory goes is that...
Rudely interrupted by that prick
there
again.
Was so much money. The Beatles owed them 5 more albums. Mm-hmm. There was so... They didn't really like it, the other three, especially John, since they were like high school friends and all that. And that, you know, they were kind of like forced to do it, but they didn't like it. So they wanted to put clues in their albums, in backwards messages, which I can make out when you play them. And, I mean, it's just tons of shit, tons of clues. It's like really after 1966, the rest of their career was just putting clues out that this guy had died and been replaced.
Well John,
look at the bags under 1969.
Ocho sniffing out that boy. I think. What do you think?
Check this out, though, Armand. I mean,
that's
I see
not the
bags.
Same guy.
Well, I'm saying that.
Look at the bone structure. Look at the zygomatic arch.
Exactly. Exactly. Very good call. And what the hell are you talking about, his feet? What a dick.
What's interesting is that...
Sphenoid process.
This whole thing was a phenomenon.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. Was a big phenomenon.
It was a polygenic.
And people were going through their records, their record covers, through the lyrics, playing records, the songs backwards, and they were getting messages, and they were finding all these little clues, and there is... a lot of weight in that, but I mean, it's the other things that have happened since like the Beatles broke up that kind of point to it.
Whoever he is got a hell of a lot of talent, man.
You know,
that's what he's actually singing, because he's great.
Well, let me tell you something though. He was, you know, when the first thing people argue about is, I'm like, oh, and this guy that was an imposter just happened to be the greatest composer of the 20th century. Which he's been given that award. He's been called that. Mm-hmm. But let me ask you this.
Wasn't he called the Duke of England?
I don't know. But let me ask you this. Just because Titanic wins Best Picture doesn't mean it's the best fucking picture.
Oh, yeah. Okay? I'll go along with
now
that.
Now you give me 5 movie. Songs that Paul McCartney has done since he was with Wings.
Uncle Albert.
Name 5 fucking
I like
songs
Uncle
he's
Albert.
Done. And you think that he was called that, given that title, the best composer of the 20th century because of what he did with Wings? No, it's because he's a Beatle. And he wrote a lot of that stuff with John. Now, whoever he is, yes, he did Helter Skelter, Hey Jude, all that shit. So, hey, he was a great musician. But I don't think it's Paul McCartney. I think... I really do think he was swapped out.
Well, I don't think the real Paul McCartney was the greatest composer of the 20th century.
Check this out. His wife, the one that he just divorced, Heather Mills.
Now she a young chick, right?
That's the one with one leg. Right?
Heather Mills, right?
Yep. Yeah.
One leg, right?
Okay.
She cut it off.
Who was the one that died? Linda?
Linda, yeah.
What was her last name?
Linda Eastman.
Eastman, yes. Thank you.
Reports were that he used that leg for 9/11 attack to club the building.
It was actually
found
at the
scene. He was clubbing the building with that leg. All right, go ahead, Nick. I'm sorry. That was all my fault. That's rough.
I don't know. She says she has all kinds of information. She says...
the one-legged gal.
She said that... she's like, I know the truth, and the people could not take it. They would be devastated if they heard the truth. And she's had death threats and all this stuff because of... You know, she said, and then she told Paul McCartney, she says, I've been betrayed, I've been betrayed beyond your wildest imagination. She says, and not with sex or infidelity. It only kind of leads up to a couple things. Maybe he, you know, wasn't who you thought he was.
Was Ringo part of this?
I don't know.
Now, him I could see. Him I could see being
check this out.
Complete
forensic-wise. In 2007, two Italian forensic pathologists thought this was absurd, and they were like, I can't believe people are still talking about this. They decided to do a, they said, in 10 minutes, we're going to just shatter this.
We'll dispel
right
this
now,
myth.
Right. Well, they ended up believing that, no.
I don't know. Italians
they were wrong.
Believe everything.
And
they thought they were going to win the war.
They published
Which
their finding.
The Italians. Would you go to an Italian forensic expert? I think I'd go to a Polish, forensic expert before I go to Italian.
You know, that was really rude. Look,
yeah,
look,
I'm telling you the truth. I don't think an Italian
right
should
now,
be doing forensics.
Right now, Nick's
what do they know
putting
about
up everything in his suitcase here.
I'm just trying to lighten the mood a little bit. I mean, this is very serious
you.
Stuff. We got, you know.
Well, I hear you.
Little comedy relief.
I hear you.
Go
love
ahead, Nick.
Comedy.
I'm not saying I believe it. I believe it.
Go ahead, Nick.
Do you believe it?
Yeah, I kind of do. Well, I know, because ever since I was a kid, they're always saying Abbey Road. Mm-hmm. They're making all these allusions to him being dead. And there were some pretty compelling...
Yeah. When these Italian forensic pathologists published their findings in the Italian edition of Wired magazine, the day that magazine hit the stands, Paul McCartney was on David Letterman talking about it.
Or his...
Sorry,
his doppelganger.
Yeah. I'm going to call him William.
Oh, is that his name?
I believe his name is William.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And the thing is he totally just dispelled it all by, he says, David Letterman brings it up. And he says, there was this rumor that you were dead. He goes, yeah. He goes, well, what happened was, you know, we did a photo shoot for our album called Abbey Road. And he just says that so everybody will just start fucking clapping. And it's just trying to
shunt
just,
the subject.
Yes.
Yeah,
and he's
skirting.
Like, he goes, and I decided to go barefoot. So they decided, oh, if he's barefoot, he's dead. And man, there was so much more to it. There's just so many mountains of shit. It's like, he says, it was bloody hot. It's like, if it's bloody hot, you had no problem wearing a fucking dinner jacket, you asshole.
Well,
you know
Nick,
I mean?
Now, that I would think could be proven readily with DNA, right? I mean, I would think they have somebody has something of his.
Well, he's got a point there, Nick.
Yes, and
he's got something there, Nick.
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, when he was arrested for the pot in Japan, were saying, no, this isn't Paul McCartney's fingerprints.
Oh, the prints weren't
and,
there you go.
There was some kind of thing about that.
Yeah, I mean,
and then,
these things can be proven.
Oh, man, I wish I had this woman that said that she had that she had his child. I mean, you know, back then they were probably banging groupies left and right without condoms.
Kidding.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
oh, boy. Yeah. I don't want to think about it.
Tell us about your groupie.
You can
take it easy. That's not for public.
No, public.
My perversions
not
are none
for
of your business.
Consumption.
Yeah. Talk about my crapping.
What I do in a barnyard is up to me.
Okay.
Hey, listen. I forgot what I've had of hell. Go ahead, Nick. I was going to make a very pungent, well, not pungent, poignant statement.
You pudgy fuck you.
Pungent.
All right.
I was thinking about your crap again.
Don't think about my crap. I don't even want to think about my crap.
God, you're a porcelain destroyer. You are.
Hey, we got any emails or none of us?
Nobody
emails
cared
today.
No,
wow, we can't get a damn email.
Fucking make.
No, I'm
up,
sure we have them. We just don't have them.
Oh, okay. Right, is T.O. still supposed to do those?
Yeah.
I got them working at Walmart.
T.O.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, how about our picks for today?
Oh yeah, you ready for those?
Oh yeah, it's about
time.
Let's make some money.
Let's make some money. You got any stock, by the way?
You know,
give the people after I give my picks.
You go ahead. Yeah,
yeah. Let me go first.
Get set. It's time for the Ocho Man's big picks of the day.
Bad to the bone. All right, guys, it's hockey playoff time and NBA playoff time, and the Ocho Man thinks there's some winners out there. We got Montreal. In the NHL, taking on Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay at home, -156. Hey, haven't I been on Tampa Bay the entire Ocho Man year?
Well, you sure
have. I love Tampa Bay, and I'm not going to let them go here. -156 at home. Let's take Tampa.
What's the score in that series? Is it tie? What?
3-0 Tampa.
Oh, wow.
They're going to finish it out. At -156, it's a Ocho Man lock. In the NBA action, we got Houston visiting the L.A. Clippers. The line has went down from 2.5 to 1.5. I'm still taking the L.A. Clippers here at home, -1.5 to 2.5. If you can get it at 2.5, hop on it right now, my friends. The L.A. Clippers at home against Houston. And my other big NBA action is Atlanta at Washington. And I'm taking Washington at -1.5 on this one, my friends. That's what I got. I got the Tampa Bay Lightning at 156, -156. I got the L.A. Clippers -2.5. And I'm taking the Washington team here against Atlanta. You know, Atlanta's had a nice streak, but I think it comes to an end pretty soon here. I like Washington at -1.5. You got any stock plays there?
I'm going to go way out on a limb and tell people to buy Apple.
Apple? Apple. They can't fucking afford Apple.
I know.
Buy one share.
Buy July calls. Then you can buy them for, like, I don't know how much they are. But
July calls.
You buy the option. You don't buy the stock. What's the matter with you?
Well, what about that Walt Disney coming up here with...
Yeah, I put it in.
Hey, what about Walt Disney?
Disney's a great stock, but it's a little too high. I think it's going to come back. It's over a dollar. Okay. It's like $111 a share. It's probably going to go back to $105. Jump on it.
Okay, that's what we got there.
In fact, I don't know if you should be very aggressive. You know the old saying, sell in May, go away.
Well, who the hell says that?
Everybody on Wall Street.
Oh,
summer's usually slow, so it's not a big deal.
Nick, I really am convinced most of these people that we're talking about have ties with Wall Street.
It's all the bankers, of course. Nick knows that. It's all the bankers.
Oh, bankers
they run the
world.
Whole
show.
Damn right they do.
Yeah. I mean, you could see everyone saying everything's down, and you'll still see a new bank being built. I mean, it's unbelievable.
They fund both sides of the war.
Well, of course.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And you know what the movie was?
What?
Smart Money.
Oh, check it out. Wag the Dog.
Oh, yeah.
The director that fakes all this shit. His name is Dustin Hoffman plays him. His name in the movie is Stanley.
It is Stanley.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they take Stanley out at the end. The government does.
Yeah, he disappears.
That's kind of weird, isn't
that
it?
May happen to us, too. That
could
be.
What
you talking
about,
Willis? No.
He died, too.
The little guy.
Yeah,
but he was going to die anyway.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
He was an angry dwarf.
I smell a conspiracy.
He was an angry dwarf.
Oh, shit.
The little guy.
Is Webster still alive?
Howard Stern has an angry dwarf, too.
Is Webster still alive?
I don't know. Is Webster still alive?
Yeah, he's around.
I never see him. How the hell did you see Webster?
I just never heard that he died.
Okay. Gary Coleman had kidney, but he had a lot of problems. That's why. Because that guy's like 32 years old.
That whole family on the Park Street.
Yeah, they were all messed up.
They were all messed up.
And that poor girl on Partridge Family, she died. The one, the Lori, the kid. Danny Bonaducci's sister.
How come he lives and she dies?
There's
Dooch
no justice.
Man. Oh, that guy. I love
Hollywood is wicked.
Danny Bonaducci?
What do you got in there?
Hollywood. Do you know wizards that practice black magic and shit. Mm-hmm. Do you know what wizards' wands are made of?
Ooh, that's
Hollywood.
That's correct, Holly. That's correct.
That son of a bitch is on to something. You tell your person.
Whose phone is on?
That son of a bitch. Don't they know this is a show we're running here?
It can't be mine. Nobody calls, but it's me.
It's you, prick. You go to Vegas or you go to San Francisco, the ZZ Top.
Hey, don't worry. It's not a
woman.
And
now they're...
All right. No, it's my lunch date.
All right.
He's 80 years old.
Hey, what do you guys got going this weekend coming up?
Nothing.
Nothing. Well, you're probably fuck a corpse or something.
Next I got a
Wednesday.
Graveyard date.
Next Wednesday, come out and see me at the Tavern of Fine Arts. It's called So Stories of Life. I perform there once a month.
Wow.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
What do you perform?
Where's that at again?
Tavern of Fine Arts in the Central West End.
Ah, that's beautiful, man. Give a plug to our show here.
Yeah, I will. I will do that.
Yeah. Get all them archy-farchies in our show.
We'll do that.
Yeah, we can double our listenership.
Yeah. All right. Keep it down. Hey, Chris, what do you got?
Relaxing. Nothing. Relaxing. Zero. Nothing. However, anyone else is at home relaxing this weekend, you want to hear some old episodes of Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball or this new episode, OchoMan.com. You can find us on Facebook, all social media. You can email us at info@OchoMan.com.
Well, I tell you what, this has been a great show.
Great
has
show.
I love the show today. I tell you what, my friends, tune in next week. We'll have some more great stuff on the show. You guys are... great. We'll see you guys next time. Ocho Man is out of here.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, The cops get going! Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
The Ocho Man, Behind the Eight Ball, only on Ignotainment. Leave us your questions and comments below this podcast in the comments section of the iTunes Podcast Store.